Now, condensation polymers are completely different. We're now taking monomers where we need to remove a small molecule. So in the case of nylon 6,6, we're looking at adipic acid and hexamethylene diamine. So if you have a look at adipic acid, then there's a carboxyl group at this end, there's a carboxyl group at this end. And looking at hexamethylene diamine, so methylene is a CH2, we've got six of them, so it's hexamethylene, and it's a diamine because there's amine at either end. So we take these two different monomer units, we then join the amine to the carboxyl terminal to form an amide. So you can see here, that classic amide, C double bond O, NH. Now the difference between the two then is we've taken an H2 out of the amine and we've taken an oxygen out of the carboxyl group. Hence we eliminate water as steam. So this thing's cooked up at 250 degrees. That promotes the condensation process. And nylon 66 is the result. So this then is a polyamide polymer because of the linkage between the two monomers. You then take the raw material. This is sort of a classic second or third year organic sort of practice. It takes like a good day to do the whole sort of process. You form this sort of gooey mass, and to use it in making nylons and stuff, you actually have to melt it, then spin it. As an amide, it behaves just like a protein. It's got the ability to hydrogen bond. So you simply orient the hydrogen bonding network in this so that you form very strong fibers, which then becomes the nylon that's useful in industry.